AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department report for September shows a strong 119,000 jobs were added. Experts were predicting about 50,000 jobs. Vice President J.D. Vance says it shows the economy is working.
The best thing that you can say about the Trump economy is that American jobs are going to American workers for a change, and that's the thing that I'm proudest about with these numbers.
It's unlikely these job numbers will do enough to prompt the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again at its next meeting next month. The Labor Department report today was delayed because of the government shutdown. The October numbers, scheduled to be released tomorrow, have been delayed. A funeral has started at Washington's National Cathedral for former Vice President Dick Cheney. He had heart issues throughout his life. So the first speaker at Cheney's funeral was his cardiologist, Dr. Jonathan Reiner.
You might think that taking care of a public figure, particularly one who carried nuclear launch codes, could be a bit intimidating. But the Vice President was an unassuming man. His calls to me, even when originating from the White House, always began in the same modest way. Hi, John. It's Dick Cheney.
Cheney died at 84 from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. President Trump is not at the funeral. A source tells the AP the U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine that calls for major concessions from Kyiv. South Africa's president says the U.S. government has indicated it had a change of mind and wants to take part in the Group of 20 summit in South Africa in reverse of its boycott. Israel plans to seize parts of a major West Bank historic site, and settlers have established a new outpost there, even as the country faces pressure to crack down on settler violence. The Trump administration has revised a website to contradict the scientific consensus that vaccines do not cause autism. The update to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention webpage has sparked outrage among public health and autism experts. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rallying on Wall Street after another blowout profit report from NVIDIA and renewed hopes for a rate cut next month. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 644 points. That's about 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 2.3%. NVIDIA climbed 4% after reporting more blockbuster growth in demand for its chips, which are used in AI applications. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The government's delayed report on the job market pointed to enough softness to renew hopes that the Federal Reserve may deliver another interest rate cut. Seth Sutel, New York.
A case of potentially deadly botulism in babies who drank ByHeart infant formula continue to grow, and state officials say they're still finding the recall product on some store shelves. It has sickened more than 30 babies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.